are listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Up next, we are talking movies with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Welcome, Casey.
Thank you so much.
And we are going to talk a bit about the Screen Actors Guild and Golden Globe nominations. First, you have a review for us. What did you see?
Yes, I saw the drama Supernova. Supernova is a heartfelt love story of two married men straining against loss, aging, and time. During a road trip through the countryside of England, one husband struggles to remain strong, while the other husband struggles with dementia. Prestigious veteran actors Colin Firth and Stanley Tucci both give confident, relaxed performances, combining a begrudging vulnerability with a determined reliance on each other. The simple, forthright dialogue might appear ordinary, but it speaks volumes through the subtle, emotional depths of each actor's performance. Up-and-coming British writer-director Harry McQueen sustains a mood of quiet, gentle, direct yearning that remains successful throughout, with long, static camera shots, very little music, and a small cast. The only issue hurting the impact of Supernova is one that viewers often find most frustrating: historical context. Yes, Supernova is a moving portrait of contemporary love and loss, but this kind of portrait has been done before, with examples like Away from Her from 2006, Amour from 2012, and The Leisure Seeker from 2017. Even the portrait of a loving contemporary relationship that just happens to be a gay one, fighting against the odds of old age or other hardships, is also a portrait viewers have seen before, in the 2012 film Keep the Lights On or the 2014 film Love is Strange. Supernova is a beautifully honest film, and it will break plenty of hearts, but many viewers will feel they have seen it before, because it's likely they have.
So, for the most part, a recommendation?
I did like it, but after seeing it, I understood better why that film is not getting many nominations at all, really, during this awards season.
All right, Casey. Well, we have been focusing recently on awards season and how 2020 was a tough year for the movie industry. How do you think COVID is affecting awards season in Hollywood this year?
I remember discussing this with my family recently. It's a much different year for awards season because there's a much smaller pool of available movies that can be nominated. There's not as large of a stable of different kinds of films. Yes, there still is a stable of lots of different fresh voices telling different stories. That stable is just not as large as it usually is because of the pandemic, struggles with money, and being able to work in large groups. So there is a reflection of that somewhat in the nominees.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, the Screen Actors Guild and Golden Globe nominations are out. Are you seeing any trends in movies that are being nominated?
The only trend I found, at least in the Golden Globes, was a lot of films that are inspired or based off of stage productions. Both The Prom and Hamilton, which are musical films, those are both based on Broadway musicals. And then we have three non-musical dramas, The Father, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, and One Night in Miami, all of which are based on plays that have been previously produced. Not necessarily on Broadway, but previously produced in the theater world so that they've made a mark. Other than that, there really hasn't been a strong leaning toward any specific direction or trend.
As always, there are snubs and surprises, often bringing controversy. What are you hearing about that, and will this maybe affect nominations for the Oscars?
It might affect the nominations for the Oscars. I kind of feel like the Oscars are considered so, you know, prestigious, so elite that they just do their own thing despite whatever's happening in other awards. So who knows if they will have an actual connection. I'm happy to see the Borat subsequent movie film getting a few nominations at both the Globes and the Screen Actors Guild. We don't often see comedies that are that blatant or that bawdy get a lot of attention, so I'm excited to see that. I'm also excited to see Ma Rainey's Black Bottom getting a lot of nominations. That was a terrific film that did not feel like a claustrophobic stage production at all. It really felt like a film in its own, and I was happy to see that getting a lot of attention. Also, the South Korean immigrant film Minari, that is partly based on the director's own childhood of moving to Wisconsin in the 1980s with his South Korean family and trying to start a farm in a brand new country. And so I'm happy to see a contemporary immigrant story like that getting attention and nominations at both the Globes and the Screen Actors Guild.
Well, Casey, our next conversation on award season will be coming up surrounding the Academy Award nominations. Those will be announced on March 15th, and we will look forward to your movie review in the meantime next week. Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.